It's time now for Bible Talk. Join our hosts, Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw, speakers for the Amazing Facts Ministry, as they now open the Bible and discuss themes that affect your life today. Stay tuned, because the next 15 minutes will deepen your understanding of God's Word.
Hi, friends, and welcome again to Bible Talk, where we talk about what the Bible says to us today. I'm John Bradshaw, and with me is Gary Gibbs. Hi there, Gary.
Hi, John. What are we going to talk about today?
Today on Bible Talk, a subject we haven't covered before, we're going to talk today, I propose we talk today, about what the Bible says on the subject of baptism.
I think that's an excellent idea. In fact, I grew up in a church where we put a lot of emphasis on baptism.
Oh, I think that's a good idea, too. The Bible puts a lot of emphasis on baptism. Now, I, on the other hand, grew up in a church where we really didn't have any emphasis on baptism whatsoever. And when I read the Bible, I say, hey, this is an important thing. It ought to be emphasized.
Let me share with you and our listeners a text that I learned as a young man, actually a little boy. And I was read this text, and it was urged upon me that I really needed to be baptized if I was going to be saved. Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Sure.
But he that believeth not shall be damned. So let me ask you a question. In my faith background, my teaching was, if you're not baptized, you're not saved. Do you have to be baptized, John, in order to be saved?
Now, let me admit that that's a tricky question. I don't mean a trick question, but that's a delicate question to answer. Let's lay down a solid foundation here. The Bible says we are saved one way and one way only. And that is, we are saved by
grace.
Grace through
faith.
Faith in who?
Jesus Christ, and what he did on the cross for us.
His shed blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So there's only one way we're saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. So to say you're not saved unless you're baptized is, in one sense, a little unbalanced. But then in the other sense, so hear me out, Jesus made it an imperative. You read it with your own mouth, with your own voice there. He said, if you believe and you are baptized, you will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to indicate pretty strongly to me that if you can read that and you can understand that and you know that's God's will for your life, if you're serious about your relationship with God and about going to heaven, then sure, you need to be baptized.
Okay, so in order to be saved, you have to be baptized. That tells me then, all of those people, your relatives from a church where they didn't baptize, they're all lost. Even though they went to church every week, they're all lost because they weren't baptized.
Good question, and that's why I say there's a balance here. See, Jesus says, or James wrote, any man that knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So when you don't know, when you don't have opportunity, when it's not presented to you, yet you're following Christ with a full heart, you're giving him everything that you know to give him, why, there's a slightly different spin on that, I think. And we've got to take that into account.
So is it important or not?
It's vitally important. Jesus said, if you believe and you're baptized, you'll be saved. So when you've read the Bible and you know, you ought to be baptized.
All right. Let me ask you another question then. What if a person knows about baptism? All right, they've heard about it, and they just say, I'm not good enough to be baptized right yet. One day, I'll be baptized. But they die, John, before they can be baptized. All right, you said if you know the truth and you don't do it, it's sin. This person knows it, they don't do it, they die. Are they saved or lost?
Well, now, I don't like to be noncommittal on Bible Talk, because I think we can find our answers and clear answers in the Bible. But I do want to say this. It is not for me or anyone else to make a decision as to somebody was saved or otherwise. As for me and my house, we read the Bible. It says be baptized. We want to be baptized. I wouldn't feel right, and I wouldn't feel safe knowing God's will and flagrantly refusing to do it. But I'm not going to tell you that someone was lost, because I don't know the heart. God didn't bring me into his counsel when he made that decision. That's for God to decide and not for me to decide.
Do we have any examples in the Bible of people who are saved without being baptized?
Well, I can think of one straight up, and that'd be the thief on the cross. Now, we don't know that he was not baptized. But we don't know that he was either. Most people assume that this was a fella who was not baptized, see?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Jesus say to him? He said to Christ, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. And Jesus says, verily, I say to thee today, you will be with me in paradise. Now, Jesus didn't say, man, if you are serious about making this trip to heaven, you need to hop down off this cross, run off to the Jordan, and find someone to baptize you.
Yeah, and he didn't call for the guards to bring buckets of water and start dousing the guy either.
He didn't do that. He just said to him, Mr. Thief, I know you haven't been baptized. Now, I'm inserting that, but that's mm-hmm. what we're assuming. But I'm going to accept you just like you are and accept the sincerity in your heart. In all reality, at that point in time, the poor old thief didn't have opportunity to be baptized.
I have met people. In fact, as a pastor, I have led people to Christ who were on their deathbed, who'd never been baptized, and they couldn't be baptized at that point in time.
Right.
But you know they gave their heart to the Lord. You know they were sincere. And you really don't want to wait till a deathbed to convert and give your heart to the Lord. But it's better than nothing for some people.
Absolutely right.
And we have to leave them to God and let God determine. Because that's what it's all about anyway.
And so you see the tension in this question. Must you be baptized? Well, you really ought to be. And if you know God's will, you know, Gary, if you know God's will on any question, you ought to do it. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Spirit of God is drawing you and calling you to repent and you refuse to do so, well, that's a dodgy business.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous ground. But we'll leave it to God to make the final determination in every case. What we need to do is settle in our hearts that if we know God's will, happy are we if we do it, and we'll do God's will out of love for Him.
Now, John, there are some churches that it's interesting to me. They really don't have any other real clear-cut teachings from the Bible that they really emphasize that people need to follow the Lord in, you know, where they're accepting the Lordship of Christ and giving up some of the worldly things in order to be more godly. But they do put a huge emphasis on water baptism. Now, are they being legalistic when they say, listen, you live your life any other way you want, but as long as you come to the altar, you give your heart to God, and we get you dunked, and we baptize you, then you're good to go for heaven.
The truth of the matter is, I believe, someone who says that is being legalistic.
How so?
If someone says, man, you can do what you want, but this one little thing you must do, this act you must perform, and that will qualify you for heaven, well, that's out of kilter with the rest of Scripture. Scripture says, accept Jesus Christ. That's the key to everlasting life. Then once you've accepted Jesus, your heart will change out of love for Him and appreciation for what He's done on the cross.
Now, but is it legalism? Is it legalism even if you have the right heart about this, okay? You're talking to a converted person.
Okay.
And you're saying, you have to be baptized. And the person says, but I don't want to. It's going to get my hair wet or whatever it is. I don't want to be baptized. God knows my heart. He accepts me.
Listen, if you've got an honest heart with the Lord, it is not legalism to do anything that He requires. In fact, turn that on its head.
But what if I don't want to do it?
Turn that on its head. Someone who says, I don't need to, I've already done enough,
mm-hmm.
that's legalism. Because that person is saying, I've done enough. I have done enough.
They have a checklist.
Oh, so
they've
now
checked enough things off. They should be accepted by God.
Salvation becomes what I have done. You're quite right. Mm-hmm. Here's where salvation really works. The person comes to Jesus because He draws them. And then that person says, what must I do to be saved? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Because I love you. And Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do my will in every specific and every particular. See, so when your heart is right and you know God's will, listen, wild horses ought not be able to keep you away from the baptistry, from the waters of baptism. You ought to get in there as quickly as you possibly can.
But why can't we say, just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved? Why do we have to say, believe and be baptized?
Well, because that's what the Bible says. You want me to show you where?
Yes.
You got a Bible in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and verse 37. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You mentioned, why don't we just
believe? Just believe in Jesus.
You know, that word believe is a misunderstood word.
How so?
You know, a lot of people say, if I just believe, then I can carry on how I am. That word belief, that's an action word. When you believe in Jesus Christ, see, if you believe in Him, if you are in Him and you believe, that's going to radically impact your life. You're not going to be the same person. You're not going to think the same thoughts. You're not going to say the same words. You cannot possibly believe in Jesus and remain unchanged.
So you're not really looking for ways out of doing what God asks you to do when you're really converted and when you're really believing.
You're looking for ways in. When you believe, your life is impacted and it is changed. Now, it's true. Believe on the Lord and you'll be saved. That's 100% right. But don't be watering down this thing about belief and turning belief into some namby-pamby weak thing that just leaves you as a sinner stuck in your sins. Believing in Christ is powerful. It's the power of the gospel unto salvation, and it'll impact you and move you in the direction of Christ.
And I've experienced that. When I gave my heart to the Lord, I wanted to do whatever He said. And I wanted to be baptized.
Now, was that a checklist? You were saying, now that I'm a Christian, I mustn't smoke, I mustn't have rock music, I mustn't run around or whatever. Was it like that?
Not at all.
No, I hope not.
In fact, some of those things weren't on my checklist.
The correct experience would be saying, because of what Jesus has done for me, I now find it a delight to do His will.
In fact, you mentioned rock music. As I was converted, I was actually baptized and still had rock music. But as I got to listening to it, I said, you know, these words and this music doesn't go along with where my heart is anymore.
Right.
And that's why I got rid of it.
Sure. Because you could say this is not consistent with the will of Jesus Christ for my life.
You know, I think, John, next program, we need to talk about the meaning of baptism. Because it's got to be more than just getting your head wet with water.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And in the meantime, why don't I mention that we've got a Bible study that goes right along with this. We are not going to be able to exhaust this subject this time or next time. So get that Bible study, call the toll-free number that you're about to hear, and remember that when we talk about baptism, Gary, what are we talking about? A change.
A change of the heart.
A change of heart. And a person who comes to Jesus Christ, what's going to happen in that life?
They're going to live for God, and they're going to reveal a life that glorifies God because they love God.
Friend, there's more. We'll talk about more next time. Be sure to join Gary and me for more here on Bible Talk. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for BT 109, Buried and Forgotten by God. The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California 95678, or email us at bibletalk@lifetalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.